Jamino Anciolini again. Sports and Social is where we are. National Signing Day is upon us, and I think it's a very strong message that can be listened to and absorbed by high school kids, their parents, and everybody else, and that's why we are joined by the Georgia Attorney General. Straighten up and fly right, Domino.
You notice I'm standing.
He says we could call him Chris, but I don't know if I want to do that. Christopher Carr is the Attorney General of the state of Georgia. Good to see you, sir. Thanks for coming by.
Guys, thank you all so much for having me. Been listening to you for years, so this is exciting for me.
Thank you. Does that mean, by the way, you did go to law school?
I did. Wow. Double dog. Undergrad, Georgia, and law.
Good for you.
Show off, you.
And again, congratulations on what could be the final pieces of a signing day class that could catapult Georgia to stranglehold on number one.
Fingers crossed. I know we have a couple linemen we were waiting on. Maybe one's already made his announcement. I don't know, but that'd be great.
Well, we were talking about high school athletes, college athletes, everyday people. You have a surgery, next thing you know, they're handing you 30 oxy. I just had elbow surgery. They gave me 30 oxys. I'm not taking them. And this is where you come into play with this task force that you have going on right now. The opioid problem is getting bigger and bigger, not only in the state of Georgia, but all over the place.
But globally, that's right. One of the things I saw when I came into office was we have this issue, and it's one of the biggest, actually, healthcare crises that we have in the United States. But what we've seen is, doesn't matter where you go in the state of Georgia, it knows this issue, the opioid crisis, knows no geographic, economic, or demographic boundaries. Doesn't matter where you go in the state, we're seeing it. And one of the issues that we saw, too, against youth athletics, folks that are getting hurt, as you mentioned, Nick, you go out, you tear an ACL, you hurt a hand, whatever it may be, and you're given pain medication. And either that's your gateway as an athlete, or as I saw at one of the great programs Kennesaw State has for students that are in long-term recovery, kid had played lacrosse. He didn't get hurt, but his teammate did.
Right.
His teammate was given 30 pills, and that's how he got into the path to addiction. So it's a tough issue. It's one that we deal with all over the state, and I appreciate y'all giving us this opportunity on National Signing Day to talk about
it. A couple of things real quick. I don't know where the doctor part of this comes in. It's easier than ever to get scripts. It just is.
Yep.
And to get kids back on the field, or for somebody to say, oh, look, I'm not really banged up, but Lord knows what could it hurt. I'm going to grab one of Jimmy's. What about the top end of it with the prescriptions themselves?
Everybody plays a role, and doctors are part of it. You know, for years, doctors were trained, hey, we got to get rid of all pain.
Do no harm.
Do no harm. Fifth vital sign. Well, what we now know is pain's kind of part of the process. So instead of giving an opioid, let's talk about extra strength Tylenol. Let's talk about ibuprofen. So the docs are now aware of that. You see insurance companies no longer paying for 30 pills. They're paying for 3 days. You're starting to see the market. You're starting to see the private sector come around on this. But everybody's got to play a role, individuals as well. Again, we've been talking about each individual can make the decision if they want to take it. But you got to be educated on it. And when you have these pills, you know, one of the most dangerous locations is your own home medicine cabinet. Mm-hmm. Folks, that's where a lot of addiction starts. People going into a medicine cabinet because you got leftover pills. Dispose of those pills. And we've got a website called doseofrealityga.org. Doseofrealityga.org. And you can go in, put your zip code, and find out where you can dispose of pills properly.
So I don't want to make this trivial, but whether it's paint, whether it's oil, you have an ability to bring. And you're supposed to legally bring these places. You're not supposed to actually go dump. You're not supposed to. I will tell you what I did when I had a neck surgery. I just dumped them in the toilet. Am I not supposed to be doing that because you don't know now where those pills actually are?
That's right. And no need to do that because every county except for about four in the state of Georgia now has at least one take-back box where you can go. It's either at the at a drugstore, it's at a sheriff's department, whatever it may be. But we've got that location, interactive map, where you can go find where you can drop off those drugs.
Christopher Carr, the Attorney General in the state of Georgia, is with us right now talking about that statewide opioid task force and what's going on in the state of Georgia. We talked a little bit before we came on. There's that stigma. Not my kid. Well, it could happen to anybody. So if you're a parent, what are the things you need to look out for?
Well, you need to look out for red flags. Are your child, are they withdrawing from class? Are they withdrawing from the family? Do they change behaviors? Are they constantly on their phone late at night? Which, you know, again, if anybody's got a teenager, know that could be mean any number of things. But on our website, Dose of Reality GA, we break it down so coaches, we got recommendations for coaches and parents, medical professionals, students themselves, so you can see, you know, you can learn what the red flags are, but also you can download information. If you've got a youth, you know, a sports program that you want to run educate the coaches on, we've got information for you. Do it at your church. You could do it at school. We've got all that information for free because we think it's that important to get
the word out. High school is a little bit different than college. I would also, if it's a recommendation, if you are a high school parent, keeping track of every pill. I would imagine that's the next thing you want to do because you don't want to have that moment where a kid hustles up to your kid and says, oh, by the way.
That's right.
So if I know that there are 12, I'm accounting for all 12. College, it's a little bit different.
That's right.
Parental unit not being there, that's a almost a grown person's decision. But I would imagine in high school, from a parent point of view, you better be more in touch with what's going on than anybody.
You do, and that's the challenge. And we know that that's the challenge. But making sure that we tackle this issue because at the end of the day, again, what we've seen, studies will show that kids, particularly high school kids and college kids, think that prescription drugs are less addictive than, say, heroin. It's not true. In fact, oftentimes it gets so expensive when you get hooked on the pills that you turn to street right. drugs like heroin and that sort of thing. So, again, awareness is key. It's not easy, but if the more eyes we have on this issue, and it's why we created our task force the way we did. We wanted to open it up to all 10.4 million Georgians. Anybody who's interested in this, let's get them at the table. Let's talk about three things. What are we doing in the state? How can we leverage the experience that we all have? And if there's a gap, how do we fill that gap? My preference isn't to create more government programs, but to go out to everybody and say, hey, let's tackle this problem.
Well, listen, we appreciate you coming by. You are Nazi Everett Koop. You're very much more relaxed.
I appreciate y'all.
Do you actually have get-out-of-jail-free cards? Is that such a thing?
Domino, I'm a rule of law guy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That would not be consistent okay. with being part of the rule.
You passed the test.
I'm just asking. Because my brother was a cop, and I knew state troopers, and they did have a little card that if you had a, you know, if you get pulled over, you're a friend of us. How many times do you actually get asked? Is there such a thing as an attorney general friend of club?
There may be a time or two where people ask, and I encourage them to do the same thing. You need to go get a lawyer.
That's why he's the attorney general.
Listen. That man's flying straight, as we like to say.
That's
so good
right.
for you. And by the way, how long have you been in office?
Since 2016, got elected in 2018. So I appreciate the people of Georgia letting me do this job. It's a great honor.
Well, congratulations. And certainly this, when we talk about what's going on in kids' lives, to actually get a little bit more hold of it is never going to be a bad thing.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all doing this.
Thank you, sir. DoseOfRealityGA.org is where you need to go if you have any questions.
Very
powerful.
Young, but very powerful.
He looks powerful as well. He's the attorney general.
You know how I know?
Christopher Carr.
He's wearing the blue shirt. That lets me know. That is the shirt color of power right there.
Yeah. He said during
Chris,
the break,
thank you very much.
You can call me Chris, and you did, but I don't feel comfortable doing that. So I did.
Yeah. You know what? I understand, too, he was a Marist guy. I'm just going to ask him about that because there's this big sort of thing that happens.
Because you're a pious guy.
Yeah, I am a pious father. Not a pious man.
Listen, you cut checks, so that makes you a pious guy.
Yes, it does, as a matter of fact. Any-